Welcome to the fusion of golf, music, sports, and entertainment. Golf Talk America with Tim Matthews and Frank Bassett. Take it away, boys.
And welcome into Golf Talk America, everybody. Frank Bassett joining you this morning after a great week of golf from the Punta Cana to the WGC Dell Technologies match play. The last one, that was it. No more match play for now. And no more at Austin Country Club for now. What a great venue, and it's been a lot of fun. And a lot of things happened in that golf tournament that none of us expected. We did get to see Scotty and Rory play against each other in the consolation match. So, and, wow, Scotty didn't get it done twice. Had to do with some putts. So we'll talk a little bit more about that. But more importantly, we want to hear from Matt Wallace, who did win at Punta Cana, and hear what he had to say after his victory. So let's get right to it and get to some of the interviews in this special Golf Talk America wrap-up edition. Just hang on. I think you're going to enjoy this.
All right, Matt Wallace, congratulations. 2023 Corrales Punta Cana Championship champion. In your radio start, I mean, just your first thoughts on now being a PGA Tour winner. What does that mean?
Yeah, didn't know it was my 80th. Feels like I've been out there for years. Getting grey hairs now. All the stress I put myself under in golf, you know. Everyone knows I'm a feisty character, but that got me through that today. You know, I was calm, but I was determined. I kind of felt like I had it in me all week. You know, I really felt like I was playing some really good stuff, and I felt like I was going to be up there at the end of the week no matter what. And especially, like, I didn't play great yesterday and still managed to get a 2-under par round in and was one behind. Didn't get off to the start how I kind of wanted today, but I kept at it, and Sam was brilliant, and we just were so positive. And then the way I finished was exactly how I feel like I can play golf. That was awesome, you know. Down those final few holes was brilliant, and I'm really proud of myself to get through that.
Just talk about that a little bit. You alluded to it, you know, a double bogey early in the third round, but you came back and were steady. Today, you got off to a start with a bogey in the first couple of holes, but then strung it together with a bunch of birdies. The mindset that you had to do that.
Yeah, the mindset, it was tough, you know, because everyone's making birdies around you. So you feel, I went 25 holes without a bogey, and then double bogey yesterday on Saturday on a hole that I felt like is a birdie hole, but two bad shots and then bang, double bogey. So for me, it was trying to be kind to myself, try and be really positive, good mental, like speaking to myself, positive mental attitude. And I knew I was playing some good stuff. I just had to let it come out, because that's the hardest bit sometimes, is that you stop yourself from playing that good golf. But yeah, I'm proud of how I dealt with that and the bogey today. You know, I birdied the third hole straight away after bogey and two. So that was the momentum, and the back nine was brilliant.
When you got in, there's still a couple of groups to finish. A couple of players had a chance to tie you. You know, what was the thought pattern there while that was happening?
We were 19 under, and Nikolai and Sam were 17 under with two holes to play. And I thought, okay, we're in a really good position now. And then I come in and see Nikolai birdie 17. And I tell you, if that guy isn't winning multiple majors, him and his brother Rasmus, you guys are going to be hearing about them for a long, long time. So for him to come here and deliver like that, having a chance on 18, those guys are seriously going to be impressive. I know Rasmus has been here before as well, so probably gave his brother some tips, and I've just come out on top today. That's all it was, and I played some really good stuff down there. So it was tough to see that, but we were ready to go into a playoff if that was the case.
Since you alluded to it, a couple of Europeans at the top of the leaderboard at the finish, and it's a Ryder Cup. Mm. Yeah, but just your thoughts on maybe putting yourself in that frame.
For sure. The Højgaards are definitely going to be in contention. You'd want them on your team. Luke would definitely want them on the team, the way they play and the way they hit it. I actually spoke to Luke last week to see if he knew about this golf course, and he did, and he said it was relatively wide off the tee. It wasn't his style of golf, which he obviously likes the tight, and I was like, yeah, it's kind of similar to myself. I like really tough golf courses. But actually, when I got here, I was like, maybe it's a good thing for me at the moment that, you know, I can... My driving was really good this week because I probably had that space. So it was a good golf course for me to come to, and my iron play was stellar, and my putting, my chipping has been awesome. So, yeah, it all came together.
Since you mentioned Luke Donald, I was going to ask you about, had anybody given you any advice? This is your first start here, and you've gone on a one, so whatever advice you got was pretty good. But I was going to ask you if Danny Willett had passed along anything to you, because he's played here a few times.
Yeah, no, I'd known Danny, been here and played well. And Danny and I, good friends. He didn't give me any advice. He did give me a message yesterday saying good play, and so that's nice. Danny and I are great friends, and there wasn't any advice because of how I was playing, I guess, around here. But I knew coming into it with my stats people, Tom Boys, an up game, I knew what to expect, and I just had to keep doing what I was doing.
Just touching on Danny again, I know you're friends with him. Mm. Is it good to see him? Like, he's had a pretty good season this year after coming back from some struggles. Any sort of awareness or comments on that?
Yeah. Max Homer's a great friend of mine as well. So what happened at Fortinet, I was ready to give the champagne to Danny, you know, and I was gutted for him. I was there watching him. I was gutted for him that what happened. But that helped me on 18 there to focus, because I know what can happen. It's so easy, this game, that Danny's been playing great that week and was holding every putt, and it just happened to happen at that moment. It didn't happen for him. But it helped me focus, so hopefully this will be for him. He can win anywhere. Danny's, look at his resume. He can win all the big tournaments. He's won everything that is worth winning, you know. So hopefully us English can push on now and get some more.
I know you went to college in Alabama, and now you're playing here full time. What was that adjustment like for you when you first came over here, and now sort of, you know, adjusting to life in America and being on tour?
That it was absolutely hot as arse, really. Yeah, it was so hot when I first came over. I remember walking through the hotel that I was staying at before I moved into my digs, like going through the revolving doors, and each like section just became like a sauna, and it was so hot, and realized how good AC was over in America. So I used to hit it quite low. Had to flight it higher to get the ball longer and further. But it seems like such a long time ago now. Was it 13 years? Wow. Yeah, Jacksonville State. I saw the ladies team come to the players. So we met them. Danny and I met them. Danny obviously went to Jacksonville State as well. It was nice to see them. And they were part of my building to this moment right now.
And I mentioned this was your first tournament here in Punta Cana in the Dominican. Just some closing thoughts on what the week's been like. You obviously, it's good winning, but just, you know, here and being in the environment, what's that been like?
I mean, brilliant. Look, I love the fact that we can fly straight into the airport, and 2 minutes down the road is the golf course and the hotel. Everything was seamless when we got here. Everyone at the staff, the tournament committee, everyone here has been brilliant. You know, it's just run so perfect. Can't believe the weather. The weather is like the same wind direction every single day. It's pretty much the same strength of wind, which is great for us golfers because we know what to expect. But it was fair for the whole team, for the whole the field. And it's been a fantastic week, and I hope to come back and enjoy it sometime, maybe not playing golf.
On a vacation?
Yeah, maybe.
Just a couple more on that. I know it's busy when you're playing a tournament, but did you have a chance to do anything else around that was maybe away from the golf course?
I really didn't, you know. I was so focused because of how I was playing. I went to the beach on Saturday morning and realised how beautiful it was there. So I've got a day off tomorrow. I don't fly until late, so I'll probably go down to the beach tomorrow and maybe have a sparkling water or something.
And just finally, just on the Corrales course itself, you know, obviously you like it, having performed well here, but there's two questions. Is there a favourite part of the golf course, and then do you have like a favourite hole on the golf course that is really memorable?
Well, 8, 9, 17, 16, 17, 18 is beautiful. Favourite part of the golf course? Yes, I mean, it's got to be around there. 8 and 9, you know, you've really got to focus off the tee, because if you don't strike it well enough, it might not cover. You can't miss the green. And then 9 is a brutal par 3, even though it only plays about 170, 180 yards. I think it was playing the hardest hole on the golf course on Thursday, so that just shows how hard a golf course, how a golf hole is. Relatively wide off the tee, like we all know, not much rough, but you still got to hit your shots. And very happy with 19 under, and very happy with my 6 under today.
Plans going forward for the rest of the season? You're going to Valero next week, I understand?
Yeah.
What's after that for you?
I'm hopefully not going to have a week off, because hopefully I can do this all over again and then get to the Masters. But if not, I'll be heading home, and that'll be really nice to take a trophy home. I haven't been able to do that for 5 years, and been wanting to do it for a long time, and I get to celebrate with my family and friends and my loved ones and stuff. So yes, it's crazy. I mean, it hasn't even sunk in yet, so that'll be great. And I'm out here all alone. I've got Sam here with me, my French caddy, the French caddy, the only French man to win on the PGA Tour. So I'm so happy for him, and I thank him a lot, and hopefully we can go take a lot from this and go to bigger and better things.
Congratulations again. Thank enjoy you. The celebrations, and enjoy the trophy when
thanks.
You get it home.
Thank you.
I have one more question.
Sure.
About the hug that you came
yeah.
in, like, talk a bit about
that. With Nikolai?
Mm-hmm.
Just because we're European, you know, I play with Nikolai a lot. I know him and Rasmus really well. Like I said, I'm 33 and they're 21, 22, and you've got a guy finishing second in a PGA Tour event, probably one of his first PGA Tour events. I'd like to caddy for him when I stop playing, because those guys are going to make a lot of money and win a lot of tournaments, and I just wanted to show my respect to him, because I know he'd be disappointed, because that's the type of person he is. But we've spent a lot of time together and we've spoken a lot about golf, and I really like his attitude, so I just wanted to show that before we went and did anything.
Great. Can you just hold it 1 second?
Yeah.
Can you run this? Because I need to get. Okay. Just need you to say one thing, and it's
down the lens.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just follow after me. Hi, I'm Matt Wallace.
Yeah.
And I want to thank you all for supporting the Corrales Winter Cup Championship.
Okay.
I'm proud to be a champion.
Okay. Hi, I'm Matt Wallace. I want to thank everyone for following the Punta Cana Championship, and I am your champion.
Do that one more time.
Yeah. What was it?
I'm Matt Wallace. I want to thank you all. For supporting the Corrales Punta Cana.
Corrales, okay.
And then I'm proud to be your champion.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Matt Wallace. Oh, don't do that. Don't do that.
I'm
going to smile. Corrales Punta Cana Championship.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm proud to be your champion.
Yeah. Hi. so that's the AC. Hi, I'm Matt Wallace. I'm proud to be. No. I'm terrible at this.
Right.
I'm not an actor. I'm a golfer.
It's okay.
I'm proud to be your. Corrales Punta Cana. No,
for supporting.
Supporting.
Or you can just say, thanks for supporting the tournament. I'm proud to be your
champion. I'll do the Corrales Punta Cana.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Matt Wallace. Thanks for supporting the Corrales Punta Cana Championship. I am your champion. Yeah. Fuck.
You'll
I guess
it.
We can't use that,
you'll,
can we?
You'll get it. I'm proud to be your champion.
Right.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Matt Wallace. Thanks for supporting the Corrales Punta Cana Championship. I'm proud to be your champion. Yay!
And welcome back to Golf Talk America, everybody. That was Matt Wallace, and he is your winner in Punta Cana. So there you go. We're going to get to some of the interviews from the WGC World Golf Championships, okay? How do we want to say this? The World Golf Championships, Dell Technologies Match Play Championship. The championship twice? I don't know. Anyway, we'll get to those interviews. But what I want to talk to you about very briefly is what's really sweeping the country right now, and it's stretching. Okay? Yep, stretching, folks. New studies say that stretching is even more effective than brisk walking. All the pros stretch. We know that when we're out there on the golf course. We should too, because the benefits of stretching, actually, if I talked about them, would take up this entire podcast, okay? So I'm not going to get into everything about it except for the fact that it's helped me with some of my chronic pain. And not the Tim Matthews chronic pain. And never mind, we won't go there. Anyway, that's why there's CastleFlex, folks. CastleFlex was invented by a man named Dan Castle, who was struggling with herniated discs. And within a year of inventing CastleFlex, his disc problems were gone. That's pretty amazing. So what is CastleFlex? It's a patented device that allows the user to hold an easy-to-grip weighted brushed aluminum bar. Your foot goes into a specially designed foot hammock that pulls your toes, allowing your entire leg to get stretched. Very simple, very easy to use. I use it, absolutely love it. And guess who else uses it? John Rahm uses it. That's right, the world's number two golfer, okay? Now, used to be number one, now number two, probably back to number one. Who knows? But he does use CastleFlex. And in fact, the Titleist Performance Institute introduced it to all their people after seeing Rahm use it. Who knows who else swears by CastleFlex? All-star Ronald Acuna Jr. of the Atlanta Braves? He used it for his ACL rehab, and he believes in CastleFlex so much, he signed on to be one of their spokespeople. Guess what? Even Martha Stewart uses CastleFlex and has posted about how it's helped her. And I can understand why. I got my CastleFlex, and let me tell you, it works, folks. It really, really works. It's helped me in my chronic pain, lower leg pain or leg pain, and lower back pain, I should say. And it's really a great product. I really want you to try it. So here's what I want you to do. You can get 10% off an order by going to CastleFlex.com and using the promo code GOLF10. That's G-O-L-F-1-0, okay? GOLF10. That's CastleFlex.com. That's right, two X's, and use promo code GOLF10 for 10% off. CastleFlex, the future of mobility. Now, that I've told you about that, and it really does work, folks, seriously. Let's get on to some of the interviews from the WGC. We'll have the runner-up, and then we'll have the winner, and I think you're going to enjoy what they have to say. So, that being said, let's roll.
Review room. Cameron, not how you wanted to end it here, just some opening thoughts before we roll into questions.
I think I played really nicely. I was a million under for the week. I think I maybe made three bogeys for the tournament. So I think my game's in a great place. Obviously frustrating to lose this afternoon, but, I mean, it's really easy to think that you're so close. There's only one guy standing between you and winning a tournament, but that one guy is Sam Burns playing pretty well. So it's never an easy one.
With that, we'll roll into questions. Just raise your hand and we'll get a mic over to you. We'll go with Doug, the Associated Press.
It's all the same for everyone, I guess, Cam, but this was your first go-around getting this far deep. Is it difficult at all to keep, especially with a high-intensity match with Rory, to kind of keep that going? And is it possible that when you start slipping that you start slipping fast?
It can be hard. I feel like I did actually a pretty good job of that. I didn't play poorly this afternoon. I mean, I think I was three under par or two under par. I think two. Sam obviously made that look bad, but I don't think I actually really played poorly. I just didn't get a ton out of it. I missed a bunch of putts that I hit where I meant to, just struggled reading them a little bit. That's it.
You can get the mic over to him.
Of your close calls, is this the least disappointing just because of the nature and the way you played all week?
That's not the best question. I mean, they're all disappointing. I don't know. I finished second again. It's a little frustrating, but I beat some really good players this week, and I played some good golf, so I can't complain.
Go to Cameron Morfitt with PGAtour.com.
Cameron, this was your first week with Paul, and he's quite a talker, and you're a little on the quiet side. Is that partly why you guys got along so well, or how would you explain the chemistry and why you got along so well, and obviously the 27 for your first nine holes together?
That was a nice start. No, I think it was really easy just because I've played so much with Webb, with him on the bag. And he's definitely a talker, but I think we have more in common, I think, than it might look on the surface, just the way we think, kind of what we're interested in just talking about out there. I feel like it's really easy to talk to him. We have good conversation. And it was just easy, personally, between the two of us. I think the time that we've spent beforehand playing practice rounds just made the transition very simple, and it really couldn't have gone much better.
What are you both interested in?
I don't know. We talk a lot of golf. We just talk, like, kind of how I do things, and he's still in the mode of asking a lot of questions and trying to learn about how I play the game, which is great. It's making me think about how I play the game and kind of learning. He's so positive. He just, you know, if I say something that sounds a little wonky, he's like, no, buddy, I love that. That's, you know, it's interesting that you think about it that way. So I think it just went really well in terms of that. He's learning very quickly, and he's helping me a lot right off the bat.
We'll go to Shane Ryan next.
As you mentioned, you know, Sam played it really well this whole week, but he had 8 birdies in 10 holes against you. I mean, that's even above and beyond by his standards.
That's a huge bummer, yeah.
Yeah, huge bummer. When you're facing something like that, like I was watching on 11 when he was outside and he still hit his putt, and you majors, to your credit, to follow in, but is there something sort of quietly devastating when you happen to run into this unbelievably hot stretch in such a big match?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of just one of those. You know that at any point he can do that. And it's just one of those, you got to take your hat off, say good plan. Obviously, I would have loved to give him more of a match, and I think most of the rounds I played this week would have given him more of a match, but he's obviously a great player, and that's just one of those, you take your hat off, say congratulations, and move on, because there just might not have been anybody beating him today the way he played.
Do you feel like you were, looking at the whole week, the best player? The numbers may seem to suggest that, some of the stats, like...
I mean, yeah, I've seen the strokes gain stats, and I know I was at the top of that list for a long time. So I think if it had been a stroke play tournament, who knows? You never know, because I could have played totally differently. Maybe I start with a 31 and not a 27. So it's hard to say. I played really well. I'm really happy with where my game's at, and I'm just excited for the next couple weeks coming up to Augusta and then Hilton Head.
Time for a couple more. We'll go to Kirk next on the left.
Yeah, Cam, you never told Sam, just knock it off.
Yeah. No, I did not. I figured that probably would have just upset him a little further, so.
the hole number 9, did you feel like, boy, that was a chance where you kind of let a chance get away and, you know, had that great drive?
Yeah, I mean, I felt like that kind of on every hole. I feel like I missed a putt on every hole for quite a while there. 9 I was happy with. Honestly, I hit a really good putt. I just overread it a little bit. And the shot to get there, I don't know if they showed it on TV, I was in a pretty deep divot in the fairway.
Right.
I mean, I hit a perfect drive, and it was just one of those days. But happy that I didn't complain, just kept my head down, hit the shot, and missed the putt. But I hit a good putt, so I can't complain about that.
And lastly, how do you feel like this prepares you and gives you some confidence for – you know, the majors, since you've obviously had some success in the majors?
Yeah, it's a part of the year that I really like. I mean, starting with really Phoenix, you get Phoenix, Riviera, and then Bay Hill, Players, here, Augusta. It's just a great run of golf. So I think it's a really nice time for me to be getting comfortable with my game, and I'm just really happy with where I'm at the moment.
We'll go to Abraham and then finish with Doug.
Growing up watching the World Golf Championships, what are your best memories and about those tournaments and especially the match play?
Yeah, well, I think as a kid, that was right around the time when Tiger just won all of them. I remember watching this one a bit. More so the last few years when it was at this golf course. I remember more about that. But, no, it's something that I kind of saw as a kid, not quite like the majors, but they were their own thing that was really cool. They kind of filled a unique space, and it's been really fun the last 2 years getting to come play this one. Unfortunately, the only one left. But it's been a lot of fun. It's a different experience. You get, you know, the best 64 players in the world in one place, and it's just been a lot of fun competing. You just know every year this is who you're going to get, and it's just fun testing yourself against that group of guys.
We'll end here with Doug.
Probably meaningless at this point now, but I'm really curious about the 12th hole, the extra hole.
Yeah.
It's Rory this morning. I mean, 170 for your third doesn't look like an ideal spot, but I don't know what kind of, you know, what was the lie like in the bunker, and just if you can talk about the hole.
Yeah, I was really proud of that one, honestly. I hit the same tee shot three rounds in a row, which is, I think I screamed something that shouldn't be repeated off the 12th tee against Sam. But yeah, it got under that bunker is fine. It just got under the lip kind of in the far right end of it, which is really unfortunate. So I just hacked it out. That was my only play. I think I had a very similar shot to a similar hole location last year, same wind. And Paul was kind of like, I don't know if you can stop it. And it just was one I knew I could. It was a really good number. I think it pitching wedge, it was like 157 to cover that, that slope, and just a little bit of help. I was, you know, a little bit of nerves running. And sometimes it just helps. Sometimes it lets you do things that you can't otherwise. And that's one of those times. I think if that was, you know, on Thursday at whatever tournament, it might not be one that I can get there. But in that moment, I just knew I could. And really happy to make the putt. I mean, I've missed everything the whole match, I feel like. Probably isn't true. I'm probably just really negative. But, yeah, just really happy to see that one go in and, you know, get to keep playing. Yeah, that was definitely cool. It was just a really cool start with Pauly. Honestly, I think the match with Rory was really cool. I was two down for it felt like an eternity. But just kind of kept doing what I thought was best on every shot. And eventually he kind of made a mistake on 16 and let me win that hole with birdie, which I would not have thought in a million years. And then he let me away with one on 18-2, making par, and I just hit the best putt I hit the whole day, right in the middle. So got to keep playing, and then obviously just walked you through 12. So that was really cool.
Thanks for the time, Cameron.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
Cha-ching. Yes, sir, that's the sound of another sale on Shopify. Y'all know Shopify, it's the commerce platform revolutionizing millions of businesses worldwide. Whether you're selling golf equipment or farm equipment, Shopify simplifies selling online and in person so you can focus on growing your business. Packed with industry-leading tools, ready to ignite your growth, Shopify gives you complete control over your business and your brand without having to learn any new skills in design or code. Shopify even lets you sell across social media marketplaces like TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram. To me, the most incredible thing about Shopify is no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you the confidence and control to take your business to that next level that we all want to get to. Enough talk about this. It's your turn to get serious about selling and try Shopify today. This is possibility powered by Shopify. So here's what you do. I want you to sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/golfamerica. Go to Shopify.com/GolfAmerica to take your business to the next level today. Shopify.com/GolfAmerica.
All right, we'd like to welcome our 2023 World Golf Championships Dell Technologies Match Play Champion Sam Burns to the interview room. Sam, congratulations on capturing this win in your debut appearance here at Austin Country Club. Just open up with some thoughts about the win.
Thank you. Yeah, crazy week. I didn't really know what to expect coming in this week. It's my first time playing this event, and I feel like I gained a little bit more confidence as, you know, each match kind of played on. And then, playing Scotty this morning, I knew it was going to be a tough match, and got off to a great start, and then kind of got lost a little bit halfway through the round. And really things kind of changed, you know. I've got a new driver in play, the Callaway Paradigm, and when I hit the tee shot on 12, I hit a really good one there, and I feel like it kind of gave me a little bit of confidence after that. And then, you know, I was able to make a few birdies coming down the stretch and ultimately go into extra holes, and I feel like I've kind of carried that on to this afternoon.
And like you said, you've won your matches against some of the best, Rory McIlroy, Scottie Scheffler, defending champion. Just talk a little bit about mentally how much fortitude it took to get here today.
Yeah, it's this week is mentally exhausting as it is physically, and I think after 10 holes this morning, my caddy Travis kind of gave me a good kick in the butt and said, "Come on, man, like let's go, you got this." And what I really needed at the time, and he was rock solid all week. I couldn't have done it without him, and I'm just so thankful that he was out there with me battling every step of the way, and thankful that we were the last one standing.
Great. We'll open it up to questions. Raise your hand, and we'll bring you a microphone, Fergie.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That was some decent golf played this afternoon. But as great as you played, Sam, it's hard not to think about the fact that you're standing on the 13th hole this morning watching Scotty over a four-foot putt. Is it weird at all? I know it's your first time here to think about how quickly things can change in this thing.
Yeah, I mean, that's the nature of this match play. It's one hold putt or missed putt away from winning or losing. He gave me a gift there on 13 on our, second extra hole, I think. And, and then me having the chance there on the next hole, it usually comes down to who can, make a putt here or there. It was a battle out there with him this morning.
Shane?
No, but I was getting ready to take it off.
Shane?
I've been reading the transcripts from the interviews before this. I don't think it's any secret that you're a little tired right now. This tournament is a grind. We think of golf as an individual sport, and it is to some extent, but when you're looking at seven matches over 5 days, what role does your team play? Does your family play? All that kind of stuff in getting you over the finish line.
Yeah, it's such a different week. Usually you kind of have your normal routine and, you play and you rest and recover. But, starting on Saturday, it's, you play, you win, you have 45 minutes to get ready to play again. So I think it really just takes being flexible. It takes, being flexible mentally and knowing that, this day isn't going to look like what it normally does. So I need to make sure that I'm trying to conserve a lot of energy. And, I tried to do that this morning playing against Scotty. It's definitely a challenge.
Kirk?
Yeah, Sam, congratulations. I was curious what Scotty told you after you beat him this morning. Anything special you could share?
Nothing really I want to share, yeah.
Are you guys sharing a house in Augusta again?
Yes, I think we are, right?
And are there bragging rights? Does he have to cook you breakfast, make your bed or anything now? Or?
Nah. He's done all right for himself.
And just how much momentum does this give you?
Yeah, it's huge. I've been kind of fighting my golf swing a little bit. At the start of this 4-week stretch that I've been on, and put a lot of hard work in with my coach Brad Pullen, and I'm just so thankful for him and the amount of work that he's put in with me and been there by my side for all of it, and just so many people that have helped me along the way.
Cameron,
why have you not played this tournament before, and is the big shift, was it mostly the new driver, or was it because you came in here, I think, 52nd in the FedEx Cup, was the big change the new driver, or was the big change something that you found with Brad?
I haven't played this event in the past because the last 2 years I'd won Valspar the week before both times, and the first year I had a back injury that I was kind of battling all week, and then after that I was just like, there's no way I can go play that many holes. I don't remember what it was last year. And then to your next part, I would say, I think it's a combination. I had a really good driver that I liked, in Palm Springs, and then the USGA tested it in California, and it failed by 1 point. I don't really know what that means. They don't really give you a lot of information on those sort of things. But and then put the new Callaway Paradigm in a few weeks ago, and just have built a lot of confidence with it, and I think that was huge for me today.
Alec?
Hey, Sam. Congratulations. So I'm sure you know, but David Toms was playing on PGA Tour Champions today, and he actually won.
Oh, did he really?
Can you kind of tell me, you know, what it's like for both of you guys to win on the exact same day?
That's awesome. Yeah, Carter. I was just texting with Carter, and he said that he's playing. Is he playing in Palm Springs, or is that right? He said that he was about to win. Man, that's like a dream of mine as a kid. I think, you know, growing up watching him play, I can remember sitting on the back of the range and just watching him hit golf balls. Still one of the most amazing things I've ever seen. Just the way he could hit it, so straight, and just like his tempo was amazing, still is. But yeah, to be able to win on the same day is really cool.
Tim?
There's all this talk about the rollback and, you know, distance, and then we've got Rory's drive. Man, it all came down to your putter just getting hot and hot and hot. When you get in a zone like that, I mean, does it make up for anything else? Do you feel kind of infallible because you were hitting everything you could make?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, I've been putting it well all week, and that was really, you know, a really main strategy for Travis and I going into today was just trying to get the ball in position, you know, inside 20 feet as much as we possibly could. I felt like I really liked the greens. I really liked the speed that they were rolling at. So just trying to get as many opportunities as we could, and I was able to make some today.
Abraham?
Hey. Growing, watching the World Golf Championships, what's your memories about them, especially about the match play, and what does it mean to you to get one on your trophy case?
I think the thing that stands out to me most about, you know, watching, especially this event, was it Tiger won a match like 9-8 one time, I think. that was pretty fun to watch. So that's, you know, kind of what stands out from what I remember the most.
We'll go James and then Kirk again, and then Fergie.
Obviously, this will take you a long way to qualifying for the Ryder Cup. As a match play champion, how would you fancy being in Rome?
Oh, it'd be a dream come true. You know, being on the President's Cup team and having that experience was, you know, unbelievable. And, you know, such a fun experience being, you know, on a team with those guys and world-class players, and be able to learn from them and have that experience with them. So, yeah, it'd be a dream come true to be on the team.
Well, Kirk and then Fergie.
Were you trying to break Tiger's record, Sam?
I don't know if that will ever be broken. No.
And as far as the majors, I think you missed the cut last year at the Masters. I was curious what you gained from that experience of playing in that, and – you know, you've been so successful. Why haven't you scored better in the majors, you think? You know, Cameron's hadn't won a tournament yet, and he's, you know, had two top threes. So, curious what you make of it.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to Augusta this year. I think it's one of, you know, probably one of my favorite events I've ever played in. You know, it's such an honor to be able to play there, and especially with all the history of that event. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward and excited to teeing it up there this year.
Sorry.
A couple things, Sam. You've talked so much about how much you've worked coming into this, and I think some of the phrasing I keep hearing is stacking one swing on top of the other or something like that. What exactly does that mean? What's your thought process on that?
Yeah, I think, you know, really simple, just trying to make one good swing after the other. You know, at times I've been really hard on myself this year, and so I think, you know, one of the things that we kind of talked about amongst our team is, you know, you gotta give yourself a little more grace. This game, it can beat you up if you let it, and I was definitely letting it do that. So we just tried to kind of simplify things and say, hey, let's make one good swing after the other. You know, throw the bad ones away, let them go, and keep going.
Jordan used that phrase a couple years ago. I'm just having more grace in your game. How bad did it get? Was there ever a low point in terms of the self-berating, or lack of a better word?
No, I mean, it's just, you know, it's obviously frustrating. You know, you come out here and you put a lot of hard work in, and you want to come out here and compete. And, you know, when you're not doing that, it's very frustrating. And so that's really all it was.
And lastly, and I know it seems kind of weird on a 6-5 win, but was there do you think a moment out there with Cam that really was pivotal?
I think, you know, on seven, you know, we both missed the green. His was obviously in a much tougher spot, but, you know, being able to go first and getting that ball to tap in and then him, you know, chipping up there and missing it and then, you know, making a 20-footer on eight, that was huge, you know, to be able to go three up there. Felt like kind of a turning point for me.
Shane?
Broad question here. Do you have an approach to match play that you could talk about, you know, being different from stroke play? Do you have a philosophy about it that you come in with?
No, I mean, not really. I think, you know, the most obvious thing is you don't really want to give an opponent a hole. And for me, what that kind of means is, like, you know, you never want to be out of the hole in your pocket. I always wanted to try to have a chance, whether it's, you know, making a long putt or chipping in or something like that. So I think really just fighting for every shot. You never know when, you know, you're going to make a 40-footer and kind of flip it on someone. So that's kind of it, really.
Following up on something you said earlier, you said at some point earlier today, Travis kind of gave you a kick in the butt that you needed. When was that? And, yeah, just talk about that a little
bit. It was this morning after number 10. I just made the worst bogey I've ever seen. And he was like, come on, man, let's go. Like, you're fine. Like, let's keep going. And I was like, all right, I'm with you.
Great. Well, thank you for joining us. Congratulations.
Appreciate it.
Hey, everybody. Green Chef, a new sponsor to Golf Talk America, is joining us. And I have to tell you, the food is phenomenal. The ease of preparation, the quality of the food, and the multiple recipes. You can choose from 30 recipes weekly. You have the option to mix and match everything in their plans, change things around from vegan one day to keto the next, and customize, even swapping protein in any meal that features chicken, beef, or salmon for USDA certified organic ground beef, USDA certified organic chicken, and wild caught, my favorite, sockeye salmon. You can also add chicken or fish to select vegan and veggie recipes. I mean, so you can swap this stuff around and make it anything you want it to be. You don't have to have a prepackaged, canned, one-size-fits-all meal. That's what's important to me. One size doesn't fit all. And with Green Chef, one size is what you're going to have because the portions are properly put together so that you're not going to overeat. But you'll be full when you finish. The recipes feature organic produce, premium proteins, sustainably sourced ingredients, and the 2023 and the food standards that they've done for 2023 are out of sight. Let me tell you, the other night I was tired. I didn't want to mess with cooking. And I said, well, I'll pull out a Green Chef meal. So I grabbed one of the meals and it was the salmon, slapped it together in just a few minutes, threw it in, cooked it, sat down, ate it. It was incredible. And again, it's so easy to do that it's just ridiculous. So whether you're going for keto or vegan or you just want ease of preparation, we fully recommend Green Chef. Golf Talk America folks use Green Chef. We love it. And our friends are starting to love it too. So what I want you to do is go to greenchef.com/golfer60. That's G-O-L-F-E-R 60. And use code golfer60 to get this, 60% off plus free shipping. So you got to do it. I'm telling you, it's the number one meal kit for eating well, and we love Green Chef. So there you have it. It's a wrap for this week. It's been a great week. We're off to San Antonio now to get ready for the Masters. It's 1 week away, and guess what? Golf Talk America will be at the Masters, along with Live from Augusta, along with PGA Tour Countdown, all Masters week, but beginning with the Women's Amateur Championship and the Drive, what is it, Drive, Chip, and Putt? Yeah, the Drive, Chip, and Putt contest with the kids on Sunday. Always a lot of fun. So, for Tim Matthews, who wasn't with us today, but will be with us this week and on through the Masters, I'm Frank Bassett. Thank you for listening, folks. We are out.